This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello and welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, sponsored by American Liberty Mortgage and the Preferred Provider List. Please check out the list on cityofcs.com. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. You know, every year I give nonprofits time on my show to talk about their organization and why you should consider making your holiday donation to them. So far, we have had three. We've had Peak Producers, Sarah's Home, and The Place, that was formerly known as Urban Peak. We're going to continue to hear from other organizations throughout November and December, but today I want to give you some information from Charity Navigator. Charity Navigator is a website that gives you the ratings for nonprofits and so much other information in order for you to learn about giving your donations, whether it's cash or whether it's items. It could be even a car. But not all profits rank highly as far as how well they spend their money. I think we all want our donated dollars to be used wisely, so they take the guessing out of that. I want you to also know that you can call nonprofits and ask for their financials so that you can be informed. So if you call a nonprofit, say here in town, and you say that you would like to have their financial statements sent to you, they should not bat an eye about that. They should go ahead and send that to you. And it should also have like a pie diagram on it, okay? And that will show where their expenditures go to. Just remember that all nonprofits need to be registered as a nonprofit. And if they are, you're going to find them in Charity Navigator website. If not, give the organization a call and ask them all of your questions. Some nonprofits are so new that they haven't shown up in Charity Navigator. So do not be shy to call up these nonprofits, whether the local or whether the national. So what I'm going to do is give you some information, some facts that I received from Charity Navigator. You know, when you go on their website, it just amazes me all the information that's in there. It's really mind-blowing. They do a lot of research. They get the information from the nonprofits and also from the public. You know, sometimes I hear people complain, well, I gave, you know, money to this organization, come to find out, you know, that they're very top heavy, meaning that their executive directors get paid a lot of money. But, you know, when you stop and think about it, if it's a really big national organization, maybe they truly have earned that money. Maybe they haven't. I think that's something that you need to decide on. Now, I used to work for a nonprofit years ago. I worked for the largest homeless shelter in the Southwest region. It was in New Mexico. And we were very, very careful with funds. Every penny was scrutinized. And because of that reason, they were highly rated. The executive director did not get paid very well at all. They were given a home that was on the premises, and their utilities were paid, and they got salary, a monthly salary. But let me tell you something. I would have never, ever have wanted their job for what they got paid. Matter of fact, if he paid me 10 times the amount that he got paid, I don't think I would have wanted that job, because you get scrutinized from the public. And it's really, really, really difficult to run a nonprofit and to run it well. And you need to have a board, and you need to have people volunteer for the board, and you want them to be qualified to be on that board. So there's a lot of things that have to take place when you create a nonprofit. Of course, you want to have a mission statement. So when you're scrutinizing these nonprofits that are on my show or even nationally, read their mission statement. See if it matches up to what your beliefs are. And if they don't, then move on. Go to another nonprofit. But the ones that I've had on my show, they have been vetted by me. I've checked them out, and I think they're very good causes. But like I said, you might want to choose a national one also. So the 10 of the best charities everyone's heard of, and this is ratings from Charity Navigator. Then rank number one really surprised me, but then I don't know that much about this organization at all. But it's the Rotary Foundation of Rotary International, and their overall score is 100%. Then the next one, who I've never heard of again, is called Matthew 25 Ministries, and they have 100%. Then there's Direct Relief, they have 98%. Cystic Fibrosis Foundation has 98%. The Carter Center has 97%. That does not surprise me. AmeriCares, 97%. Catholic Medical Mission Board, 97%. Health Well Foundation has 97%. Conservation International is 96%. American Civil Liberties Union Foundation has 96%. Now, these charities work throughout the country and the world. They're large or complex organizations with budgets exceeding $100 million, with at least $65 million in net assets. They became household names in part of because their exceptional financial management, which is no easy feat, considering the scope and size of their operations. Charitable givers should feel confident with these national institutions put their donations to good use. So again, this is from Charity Navigator. So, when, like I said, when you're on this website, be sure and cross-reference. Charity Navigator is probably, I find it to be the best website to go to. Now, there has been some organizations that I have looked up that I kind of questioned, and just because of things I heard and come to find out, I was actually correct when I went into this website. The 10 most followed charities. Now in Charity Navigator, you can actually follow charities, nonprofits, to see how they're doing. So people put in their information and they want to follow. So they get updated information about these organizations. But the number one is Doctors Without Borders, USA. So they have a lot of followers. American Red Cross, The Nature Conservancy, World Wildlife Fund, which is a very, very popular nonprofit, Natural Resources Defense Council, St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, which is loved. You see their advertisements on TV. You see fundraisers here in our local area. So people do track them a lot. UNICEF. I remember as a kid during Halloween, we'd had these little cans they're from UNICEF, and you'd go door to door. Instead of getting candy, people would put pennies in them. And then you would take it. Typically, it was to a media outlet, like a TV station, and everybody would drop off their donations there. Save the Children is on that. DAV, which is a Disabled American Veterans. It's their charitable service trust. An American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. So those are the 10 most followed charities. That didn't surprise me. Did it surprise you? 10 charities overpaying for their for-profit fundraisers. So these charities spend more than 50% of its budget paying for-profit fundraising professionals to solicit your hard-earned money, is what Charity Navigator says. The first one is Disabled Police and Sheriffs Foundation. Second one was Cancer Survivors Fund. Third, the Committee for Missing Children. Fourth was Autism Spectrum Disorder Foundation. Five, Honor Bound Foundation. Kids Wish Network. Children's Leukemia Research Association. California Police Activities League. Law Enforcement Education Program. And Find the Children. So again, those were the charities overpaying for for-profit fundraisers. Again, go to Charity Navigator to find out more information about that. Now, many of America's most effective charities are also household names, and these 10 charities will operate less than $2 million a year, but they've all earned a 4-star rating from Charity Navigator. Number one was American Eagle Foundation. Number two, Florida Breast Cancer Foundation. Number three, Boys and Girls Club of Nassau County Foundation. Then there is Operation Second Chance, then Center for Creative Education. Then there are Costopoulos Dream Foundation, Kidney Cancer Association, United Way of East Central Alabama, Sheffield Place, and the PRASAD Project. Now, you got to remember, this is national, and these organizations all have been registered. So this is where this information is coming from. You got to remember, what you're looking for is that they're registered as a 501c3 organization. That deems them as a nonprofit. So that's what you want to look for. So, hey, I'm going to take, I know it's a lot to take in all at once, right? It is for me too. But I'm going to take a short break and hear from our sponsors. And when I come back, I'm going to give you more information about Charity Navigator and let you know what you can expect from these national organizations. If you have any questions, give me a call, 719-641-1357. And you can go to our website, cityofcs.com. Please come back, listen, and learn. Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your 2019 changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back to City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host, and I've been giving you information about nonprofits through the Charity Navigator. So as you know, from the month of October through December, I give my time to nonprofits to come on the show so they can tell you all about what they do, what their mission statement is, what they do here in our area to help whoever their clients are. Our homeless people, that seems to be probably the most popular nonprofits that I have on the show, is for homelessness. But there's also ones for children that help children. But I really want you to do your homework, do your diligence. I mean, I do mine, but I want, everybody's got their own opinion, right? So again, I'm going to tell you one more time. If you've got any questions, if you want to talk to some of these organizations, call them. Tell them that you're interested in the organization, but you want one of their financials. You want them to mail them your financials, meaning that you just want to see where their money's going to. Okay. If you see, and then normally they're going to give you a pie chart and it'll break down where their money goes to. If you see a big chunk of it going to the executives, that's not good. You want to question that. Fundraising should not be a huge part of that pie chart either. Most of it should be going to the cause, right? That's where you want your money to go to, right? You want it to go to the cause, whatever their cause might be, whether they're feeding the hungry or they're helping the sick, whatever it may be. You want it to go toward the cause. So again, go right to the horse's mouth, so to speak. Go to the organization, give them a call, ask them, get more information. Don't hesitate, because they're there trying to solicit funds, public funds from us, to keep the organization going. So you have every right to ask for that information. Also, you can go to Charity Navigator. So the 10 highly rated charities relying on private contributions, okay? Most charities derive large chunks of revenue from earned income, membership fees, and government contracts and grants. Ranked by overall score, these 10 excellent charities draw revenue solely from direct and indirect support. They report no government funding, no membership fees, and no revenue from earned income. As a result, more than 95% of their total revenue comes from private contributions. So, the Acadia Center, then there's the Grand Teton National Park Foundation, then there's the Lustgarten Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer Research, then Amigos for Christ, CIWA International, Seeds of Hope Charitable Trust, Operation Second Chance, Wild Aid, Rainforest Trust, and Hope for Haiti's Children. So those organizations typically get their donations from private contributions, like from you and I. I think that's pretty important. So how do you feel about giving money to nonprofits? How do you feel about giving money, period? So this is just my opinion. If you're one of those people out there that are complaining about the homeless, you know, in the streets, camping, pushing shopping carts up and down the street, camping in the corners of shopping centers, if you're complaining about them, but you're not helping with the issue, I just don't really know if you really got a lot of room to complain. Because I think, you know, that old adage, it takes a village to raise a child. I agree with that. And because here in Colorado Springs, people are being squeezed out of the housing market. Have you looked at the rental fees these days in apartments? If not, I challenge you to do that. Go online, ask people. Matter of fact, get one of those apartment magazines at the grocery store. Give them a call. Ask them how much it costs to rent an apartment. I think you're going to be absolutely shocked. It's typically more than a house payment. Okay, well, then it depends how much the house is. Yeah, I get that, okay? But when's the last time you saw a house listed for $160,000? And I'm talking about a single family home. It's not common anymore. It just isn't. So when you have very high home prices and rental fees, what's going to happen? People are going to be squeezed out of the market. They're going to become homeless. And let's face it, a lot of people work fast food, what have you, you know, lower wage type of work. And because of that, they can't afford to pay rent. Yeah, you know what I noticed this quite a bit 2 years ago up to now. I have clients that are actually having their family members, a group of them, they're all putting their money together and they're buying a home. Now, I think that's pretty awesome. You know, if you can't do it individually and everybody else is having the problem in the family, hey, let's get together. Let's qualify together to buy a home. Why not? Well, you know, if you all get along, right? There's no reason not to. But this is happening more and more often. And if you remember back during the Depression, it was very, very common for family members to all live together. No, I'm not saying we're in a depression, right? Not even close. It's just that our market was so good that prices shot up. So it is a good economy, but people have been squeezed out of the market. And so why not? You know, family members want to get together and buy a home. Yes, you can qualify. You call a lender and you all qualify together. There's no problem with that. None. You got good credit. You got income all together. Why not? If you're interested in doing that, give me a call. 719-641-1357. I can make it happen. So what are the attributes of a thriving nonprofit? What do they need to have? Well, what's important, I think, is that the executive director is viable. They're vocal. They're effective. So what does that mean? They're not camping out in their office. They're out there. They're trying to raise funds. They're talking to the public. They're letting them know about their organization, about what they do. Okay? They're not just sitting there collecting a paycheck. They're actually active in the nonprofit. What about, let's say, financial stability? You know, I knew a great man. His name is Jeremy Reynolds, and he was the director of a homeless shelter. That guy started an organization, a nonprofit organization called Joy Junction. It's still around. It's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He was homeless himself. He and his family were homeless themselves. But he was going to school at the same time. I'm not even going to go into how he did it, okay? It was a challenge. But he started a nonprofit. He started Joy Junction, which is a homeless shelter. And how he did that, he got the government to give him a lease on a huge abandoned property that was in Albuquerque, okay, that was owned, that was real estate owned. In other words, it had been foreclosed on. So he got that, and he built up this fantastic organization. It took him a long time to have financial stability. So if it's a new organization and you're looking at their financials, don't laugh that they have very little money. Just make sure that is a reflection on who is getting paid on that payroll, okay? Again, you don't want the executive director making a whole lot of money. I saw one time, they were paying themselves 3/4 of what they brought in. That was a long time ago, but I did see that. So that's very important, financial stability. And also, the other attribute would be their fundraising streams are balanced, they're diverse, and they're sophisticated. Okay, so they're not just out there, you know, selling cookies. They're actually doing something. Case in point, concerts. The nonprofit that I worked for, we did concerts. We had very well-known artists come in and do concerts, and they believed in the cause. I thought that was pretty creative, I thought, right? And it was balanced and it was diverse because a lot of people loved the people that we brought in to do the concerts, and we raised a lot of money. The board needs to be diverse and reflect the community it serves. Did you get that? The board is diverse and reflective of the community it serves. So what does that mean? Well, you just don't want a bunch of highfalutin people on the board. You want people that have maybe went through whatever the cause is. Let's just say that it's a muscular dystrophy sort of organization. It'd be nice if somebody was on that board that actually had muscular dystrophy, right? That's what I'm saying. Having somebody on the board that actually knows what it's like to have gone through the issue or has the issue of the cause that they're trying to raise funds for. I think it's important. I think it's very important Also, the board is clear about its responsibility and takes them seriously and executes well. You know, there's a whole long list of attributes, and you can find that just, you know, Google attributes for a nonprofit. And if you're thinking about starting a nonprofit, you might want to, well, you want to research deeply. It needs to be legal. And you want to make sure that you register with Charity Navigator. So you will look like and be responsible so people can go in there and check you out. Okay. So again, we're going to continue to have guests on my show that are from charities / nonprofits here in town. I don't want you to hesitate to call me and ask me any questions. I might have the answers. I might not. I might just go ahead and give you the number to the organization themselves. But I just want to, I wanted to give you some points when you're sending your money out to these nonprofits, what to look for. So I hope I have given you some really good information today. Making donations to nonprofits during this holiday season, you need to have some good forethought and just not stroke a check for anybody. And please, if you have a neighbor, a senior citizen neighbor that might need help with this, please help them, because our senior citizens are the ones that are being affected by people scams. So you just make sure that your friend, your relative, your neighbor is not being scammed by any quote unquote supposedly nonprofit. That's very, very important. It happens every single year. I hear these terrible stories of how a person was taken advantage of. We don't want that to happen. So I hope you have a fantastic week, my friends. And again, I hope this has given you enough information about nonprofits. Big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. So please have a safe week. Arrive alive. Don't text and drive. And until next week, my friends, remember, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I continue our holiday nonprofit presentations. This week, Habitat for Humanity will be on the show and tell us about their goals and holiday wishes. Please tune in, listen, and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.